Today we're going to continue to talk about something that is supernatural. Praise God that we serve an all-powerful God, and a God who is for us and who desires to do supernatural things in and through us. But the thing I want to talk about today is the Bible, the Word of God. The Word of God is supernatural. And it tells us in Hebrews 4 verse 12, "For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." And we see there that the Bible is alive. It's a living word. And it's because it is a God-inspired book. And it's so important for us to view the Bible as a supernatural book. Many times we view the Bible just as another book, a book written about God, instead of viewing it as a book that God wrote through people. We also read in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 to 17, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." You see, because the Bible is supernatural and so powerful, God has so much confidence in His Word. And the Bible tells us here that God uses His Word to correct us and to train us, and it's also to equip us. Many people think God uses sickness and tragedies and all kinds of bad, negative things to teach us or to correct us. But the Bible tells us that the Bible is powerful enough. You see, the way God disciplines us, the way God corrects us, and the way He trains us is through His Word. Because His Word is powerful, it's alive, and it's supernatural. And I just want to end today by giving you four things that the Word of God is. And it's the four P's. So everyone will start with a P. But firstly, the Word of God is precious. It's so important for us to view God's Word, the Bible, as precious. The Bible is also permanent. It's a permanent book. It's not a book that changes. It's not a book that changes with time. It's a permanent book filled with eternal truths. And it's so important for us to view it that way. And thirdly, the Word of God is personal. It's not just a book written to all. It is that, but it's also a book written to us. We can make it personal because it's God's love letter to us. And then lastly, the Word of God is powerful. It is powerful to create change in our lives and to transform us from the inside out. That's why the Bible also says, as we renew our minds with God's Word, we can experience transformation. So why don't you choose today to view the Word of God as precious, as permanent, as personal, and as powerful. And as you choose to read it and to meditate on it, it will create great change in your life. Remember today, you are highly favored and deeply loved.